Welcome to today's Hire Every Day of Monday, the 9th of February 2026. Today's topic is Teens' Issues, Part 4. Peer Partnership. Our text today is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 20 verse 11 to 17. Verse 11. And Jonathan said unto David, Come, and let us go out into the field. And they went out both of them into the field. And Jonathan said unto David, O Lord God of Israel, when I have sounded my father about tomorrow any time, or the third day, and, behold, if there be good toward David, and I then send not unto thee, and show it thee, the Lord do so and much more to Jonathan. But if it please my father to do thee evil, then I will show it thee, and send thee away, that thou mayest go in peace. And the Lord be with thee, as he hath been with my father. And thou shalt not only while yet I live show me the kindness of the Lord, that I die not. But also thou shalt not cut off thy kindness from my house for ever. No, not when the Lord hath cut off the enemies of David every one from the face of the earth. So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, Let the Lord even require it at the hand of David's enemies. Verse 17. And Jonathan caused David to swear again, because he loved him. For he loved him as he loved his own soul. Our memory verse is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 20 verse 16. So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, Let the Lord even require it at the hand of David's enemies. The book of the Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 explains the value of partnership. This is not only because two people are more productive as a team, but because someone is there to help during troubled times. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow, says Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 10. Even God does not work alone. He partners within the Trinity and partners with us through the Holy Spirit. Therefore, peer partnership is a relationship where two individuals of similar level work together to support each other, share knowledge, and achieve common goals. Jonathan and David recognize the need to partner with each other against the hostility of King Saul. Their partnership was based on a covenant friendship, mutual protection, and sacrificial love. Christian youths should not be in partnership with sinners to commit sins such as exam malpractice, cultism, idolatrous relationship, pornography, and gambling. If you have entangled yourself with sin, you can be set free by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Seek counsel from a mature Christian leader for further help where necessary. Quote for the day: Two people are more productive. The challenge for today is, seek Christ to have the best partner. Prayer. Father, grant me the grace to partner with good friends. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Hire Every Day, visit us at www.hireeveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.